Poor countries frequently pin their development hopes on foreign aid, on loans, and on investments from multinational corporations. But many countries actually get more money from their own citizens who live and work abroad. A new study by the Inter-American Development Bank documents these payments. It says that this year alone, Latin Americans living in the U.S. will send an estimated $30 billion back home. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Jorge Antonio Herman comes down off his ladder for a moment to talk. Like many of the Central American immigrants who live in this neighborhood in Northwest Washington, he has three jobs.
I work in construction. I work in 8 hours a day. I work in here. I'm painting. And I have my extra job.
Herman has just finished sending $700 home to his wife and kids. Nitza Sagi Albino of the International Migrants Development Fund says this is what people do here. She points to the two storefronts on either side of where Herman is working and to four others on this one block that advertise money transfer services.
Here we have the Golden Caesars. There's a beauty salon. People can come and send money. And then next door we have a laundromat. You can also send money through this company.
There's also a long line at the El Salvadoran bank around the corner. Construction worker Lissandro Alberto Maiz finally gets to the front. He sends $420, more than half his earnings every week, to his family.
Of course, clearly I send most of my salary to my wife in El Salvador for basic necessities that come up. I've got my kids in school and I have to feed them.
This is happening all over the U.S., according to Don Terry, manager of the Multilateral Investment Fund at the Inter-American Development Bank.
We have determined that there are 37 states and the District of Columbia that are sending at least $50 million a year from Latin American immigrants living in the United States back home to their families.
Terry says the money has an enormous impact.
Last year, remittances sent to the region, typically $200, $250 at a time, exceeded all of the foreign direct investment and all of the official development assistance combined.
Money from immigrant workers is pouring into other developing countries as well, according to Dilip Ratha, who tracks remittances for the World Bank.
Worker remittances are now the second largest source of development finance.
The official amount that flowed worldwide last year was $93 billion, but Ratha believes the actual figure is much higher.
In smaller countries such as Tajikistan or Kosovo or Lesotho, worker remittances could be as high as half of their gross national income a year.
And they're a very effective form of development assistance because they flow directly to poor people who need the money the most. There are fees, and these can be steep. Shamala Sargiu pays a flat fee of $30 to send money to Ethiopia.
If we calculate the bank's fee, $30, that is a monthly salary of one elementary school teacher.
Fees have been falling, but the World Bank and Inter-American Development Bank say in many parts of the world they're still too high. Tony Fratto, a spokesman for the U.S. Treasury Department, agrees.
In some cases, the costs are as high as 15% of the money being transferred. So if we can find ways, working with the financial services community, to reduce the costs, I think we can make a significant impact.
Fratto says finance ministers from the wealthy G7 nations will discuss ways to do this at their meeting next month. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.